Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. Meryl Streep proves once again why she's America's most celebrated actress with a showy turn in August Osage County. The big screen adaptation of Tracy Letts' Pulitzer Prize-winning Broadway play is a mixed bag, however. Streep plays a drug-addled matriarch of a dysfunctional Oklahoma family that reunites after her husband's death. More bile is spewed in this bitter and caustic comic drama than in any movie in recent memory, a clear example of something that must have worked better on the stage than on the screen. Impressive supporting performances from Julia Roberts and Margot Martindale help, but don't be fooled by the ads. August Osage County isn't a lighthearted comedy. It's a dark, disturbing, and meandering story populated with churlish characters. Her is a whip-smart science fiction romance from the uber-talented filmmaker Spike Jonze. Joaquin Phoenix plays a writer who, in the near future, falls in love with his computer's operating system, voiced by Scarlett Johansson. This brilliant premise allows Jonze to examine the nature of love and relationships, as well as the meaning of personhood. Phoenix's character, however, is extremely wishy-washy, preventing the film from being as compelling as it might have been. Lone Survivor is a well-made action flick that tells the true story of a Navy SEAL operation in Afghanistan that went terribly wrong. Mark Wahlberg leads the cast in a gritty combat flick that puts the audience in the middle of the harrowing battle. It may lack a point of view, but it's impressively intense. Tom Clancy's heroic CIA analyst returns to the big screen in Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit, a familiar but effective political thriller. Chris Pine from Star Trek fame steps into the role, which serves as a complete reboot of the franchise. Kevin Costner plays his boss, and Kenneth Branagh does double duty as the villainous Russian capitalist and the movie's director. It loses credibility along the way, but it's rousing enough to please action fans. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze Frame!